Central Volunteers play right here. Welcome to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network and the Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine pregame show, sponsored in part by Central Alabama Community College, Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, First Bank of Alabama, Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit, the Law Office of Tyler Sims, Timber Elite Auctions, Toyota of Sylacauga, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Blair Family Farm and Market, Hill Auto Sales, A&E Metal Roofing, Blues Car Wash and Lube, Piggly Wiggly of Lineville and Ashland, Matthews Meat Market, First State Bank, Buddy's Sports Country, First Capital Insurance, Highway 9 Tire, The Drugstore, Coke Foods of Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas District, State Farm Agent Mike Coleman, Southern Cabinet Company, Williams Parts and Supply, Atkinson Homes, Harris Plumbing and Electric, Poultry South, Central Physical Therapy, Integrity Cabinets, Honey's Cafe, Sassy's Convenience Store, Spencer Loveless at Southeastern Land Group, Bama Guns and Outfitters, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority, Clay County Tire and Retreading, Clay County Economic Development Council, Ann's Flowers and Gifts, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ashland Auto Parts, Superior Pest Control, and Bucks Island. Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
It's Rusty Tyler, Coach Jerry Williams, Jeremy Character, Heath Stroud, Coach Chris Aaron, as we are here quickly on the Coosa Valley Medical Center pregame show. Coach, give us the A&E metal roofing keys to the game here for this boys game, this big area matchup.
Well, I think the biggest key is how we can do defensively on Drew Mears. He's the sharpshooter for Briarwood and very good at that three-pointer. So we've got to find him. We've got to tag him, stay right on him, and not let him get off here tonight. And then we've got to do a good job hanging in on the backboard with this team, too, as they are very aggressive rebounding the ball.
Vols control the Cook Foods Ashland tip. Quickly, the East Central Alabama Gas starting lineup for the Volunteers. Braxton Young, Taylor Boyd, Caden Glenn, J.D. Hall, Trenton Glenn. Vols with the basketball. J.D. Williams over to Taylor Boyd. Boyd looks down to Glenn. Glenn, good move underneath. Glenn didn't get the shot to go, and the rebound goes to Briarwood. Up to Mears. You'll hear that name a lot tonight, but maybe not too much. Mears, an All-State player, I do believe, last season.
J.D. Hall right now matched up on him. That should be a good matchup.
Well, you look at Mears, Coach. Mears is just a 5'9", 152-pound. He is a senior, but he plays – really with a high motor, and he's a really, really good shooter. Does a great job at point.
Yeah, very smart player as well.
Briarwood with the basketball. They get it down to number four. That's Witt. He's turned over. Taken away there by Hall. Hall takes it the other way. Hall looks to drive all the way to the basket. He does. He's fouled. He'll go to the line. Shooting two. They'll be shooting two of those First State Bank free throws. Foul goes on Mears. Now, that would be key if we could somehow – go right at Mears, and that might be Coach Giddens and the staff's approach tonight.
Well, Mears is matched up on Hall, and, you know, J.D. probably got an advantage there from a quickness standpoint.
Volunteers take an early lead there on that First State Bank free throws. He knocks the first one down, does J.D. Hall. 7:06 to go here in our Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. And he made them both. Balls lead 2-0 here. Mears brings it up the floor quickly. Over to number zero, Torrey Smith. Smith guarded by Trending Glenn, and Glenn's going to be called for the hook. Now we're going to get Did we get a lane violation, Coach?
We did. Very rare. And I'll tell you something, Torrey Smith is just a freshman. And physically, I mean, he looks like a senior.
There's a shot off the top of the backboard there by Glenn. I think he might have been maybe tipped there. There's Mears with a basketball. And he's poked away from it. Coach, I wanted to say from being around this, because you've been around basketball a whole lot longer than I have, but this officiating crew has been doing it a pretty good while, all these guys.
Yeah, this is a veteran crew.
And it's a crew that we haven't – I don't know that we've had them this year when we've done a game.
You know, this the one across the floor, I don't recall seeing him.
I do, Coach. He was in a different association in the past. And I don't personally know him a whole lot, but I was told a little bit about him. So,
was it bad or good?
No, it was very good. And from what I was told, he calls a reasonable amount of week college during the week college game, and not just junior college, some other college basketball. So. There's a three-point in and out, and it's taken away by Trenton Glenn. There's a foul by number five, Charlie Caldwell. Good job by Trenton, and then Trenton takes the foul.
That last foul on us, by the way, was on J.D. Hall, so point guard of each team with one foul.
.552 right now. The Lions scoreless to start the game, but the Vols have had a great chance to kind of stretch out a little lead here, but only with two of their own. Braxton Young with the basketball, dribbles around to the top of the key, over the center board, left wing. Taylor fires up a three, and it's no good. Mears with a rebound. Mears quickly the other way, throws it over in the corner to number 22. That's Canal. There's a shot up. Fight for the rebound. Witt gets it for the Lions. Back out to Caldwell. Caldwell, guarded by Hall. We got a call here, and that's going to be offensive foul there.
Number five again.
That's his second foul. Charlie Caldwell, isn't it, Coach, or is that the other one?
No, that's two on Caldwell.
Okay, and he'll be getting subs. It looks like Elijah Thompson going to come in there for the drugstore substitution in just a second. Balls with the basketball and a two-point lead, 5:05 to go here in the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. Out to J.D. Hall, and Hall hits the Toyota Silicaga three-pointer, and the Balls lead 5-0. Mears with the basketball. There's a loose ball, and coming out with it is Hall. Hall should lay this all the way up and in, and he does, and the Balls lead 7-0. And the Briarwood Christian Lions will call a quick timeout. The Vols have stretched out a 7-0 lead here with 4:37 to go in the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. We'll take a quick break right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Williams Parts and Supply is your local Napa Auto Parts home. But did you know they carry a whole lot more? From Milwaukee Tools and Echo Power Equipment to Case Knives and heavy-duty industrial supplies, they have the gear to keep you moving. Located next to Dollar General in Lineville at 89243 Highway 9. They're open from 5:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Williams Parts and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something, meaning we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement, it's a message, and this message is clear. Toyota of Silicaga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsilicaga.com.
we come back. We had a foul there. Was that on Trendon Glenn?
Trendon Glenn picked up that foul.
4:20 to go here. Balls lead 7-0. And they're going to get a travel on Mears.
Full court pressure here.
Briarwood trying to change things up. But they're just walking up the floor there with Glenn. Glenn over to Hall. Hall driving to the basket. Hall with a shot. Probably forced that one in there.
Yeah, probably shouldn't have taken that one.
Just kicked over there to Thompson. Thompson over to Mears in the corner. Mears three in and out. Thompson shot. They're going to call. It was a clean block by Braxton Young, but I think they're going to get Taylor Boyd on the hold. And they do. And Braxton don't get a chance to get many full extension blocks, and he was liking that. And the free throw's up and good. That's the first point. With 3:52 to go here in the opening quarter, first point for the Briarwood Christian Lions.
Yeah, I'd say Braxton's probably down the line on block shots on this team.
He made them both. Did Elijah Thompson. Up to Glenn, left wing.
Back down to their full court pressure, now working on their half court.
Hall.
Looks like a zone. Trying to slow down this game.
Taylor Boyd over in the corner. Gets it down to Hall. Hall with a good move, lays it up and in. Up and then underneath. Good move there by Hall. 9-2. Mears to come in, fire up a three. It's no good. Rebound to Hall. You get the feeling Hall's turned it up a notch here tonight, Coach.
He's played well so far.
Oh, good move there by Glenn. Glenn gets him in the air and then shoots going into him. Great job by Caden Glenn.
He did a good job leaning in and drawing that foul.
Got him in the air and leaned in and shot. And he got number four there. Ezekiel Witt in the air, and he'll foul him. That'll send Glenn to the line shooting two. He makes the first. Drugstore substitutions happening here for the Lions. He made them both. Balls lead 11-2.
Balls 4-for-4 from the charity stripe here.
Mears with the basketball, passes it over to Peavy. Peavy dribbles around top of the key. Back over to Thompson. Back to Thompson. Thompson backs out. Over to Mears. Mears looking to drive this time, and he does. And he's going to get charged. And that is the second foul. Great job there by number five for the Volunteers, JT Coburn. Taking the charge. And that's got two quick fouls on Mears.
Yeah, Mears really powered his way to the goal there and was kind of surprised by that defender being there. Balls with a chance to get a little more separation right here.
There's going to be a foul. Hall would have went ahead and shot that, and if he'd known that whistle was coming, he'd have probably got to shoot two. The foul's going to go on number two. That's Elijah Thompson.
We should be at the free throw line.
We will. That'll put JD to the line shooting two anyway. There's already been five fouls here in this Buddy Sports Country opening quarter here. Ball's leading Briarwood Christian, 11-2 here, 2:38 to go. JD a little strong on the first. He was strong on the second. Now we're 4-for-6, Coach.
That's right, after those two misses.
There's an open three-point shot. No good. That was by Smith. But the rebound goes to the Lions. Back out to Smith, top of the key. Smith looking to drive there. Almost a steal.
Good defense right now by the Volunteers.
Isaac Curley dribbles it back out. Over to Thompson. Thompson looks to get it down low. The ball's on the floor, and Coburn goes and gets it, and we're going to get a timeout by the bench. Volunteers got the wick turned up tonight, and this is fun so far. So you'll want to stick around as the Vols lead 11-2, 1:57 to go here in the opening quarter. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
This is Jason Walker with Timber Lead Auctions. Timber Lead Auctions is a company that we set up for private landowners to utilize and take bids on their timber stands. Timber Lead Auctions operates with an online bidding platform with over 150 buyers across Alabama. I am available by phone at 256-846-0575 or online at timberleadauctions.com. My Alabama auctioneer license number is 5462. Timber Lead Auctions is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
There's Hall goes. He's fouled. He'll go to the line shooting two. I think that may be on number two, and that'll be his second if it is. It's actually zero, Torrey Smith.
Getting Smith on that one. And, right now, J.D., being very aggressive going to the basket, I think that may be part of Coach Gidden's plan. And the ball's playing with a great deal of effort right now, getting on the floor after loose balls.
And he makes the first.
And you can just tell, they came to play tonight.
12-2, Vols lead by 10, 1:42 to go here in the opening quarter. Holding Briarwood Christian to two, which is kind of unheard of. But you've already got their star player on the bench with two fouls in Mears.
Well, J.D. needs to knock those free throws down. If he's going to the goal, he's got to knock them down.
There's going to be a foul on number five for the Volunteers, J.T. Coburn, and the shot will count by number 22, Samuel Canal, and this is a chance for the three-point play here for the Lions.
Right now, we've got both teams attacking the rim, and that's going to put these officials working hard tonight.
Well, 12-4, Lions cutting into that lead here with this score, and he makes that free throw count. Something the Vols are going to need to pick up on, Coach, as you said. They started out well with the free throws. And
right now we've got some trapping going on by Briarwood, trying to trap Braxton Young there, but he got out of it, and now they fall back into a zone.
Back over to Zion Ewell, back over to Braxton Young. Right now we were playing without Hall. Hall getting a little rest. Zion Ewell fire up the three. It's up and no good. Rebound goes to the Lions, and that's Curley. Up the floor here to Canal. Canal drives all over the basket and lays it up and in.
Well, I think he's decided he's going to the rim every time. We need somebody to step up right here and knock some shots in. Who is it going to be?
They've kind of rode Hall's coattail so far, Coach, and now he's getting a little rest. Good ball movement there, and Zion Ewell gets an open look, but it will not go. Rebound to number 21, Grant Skinner.
Zion's had two good three-point looks and unable to knock one down.
25 seconds to go in this quarter, and there's a drive to the basket. It's no good, but the Lions get the rebound. They find Smith over in the corner. That's real short. See what we're going to get called underneath.
3 seconds
three
again.
3 seconds in the lane with 13 seconds to go here in the quarter. Let's see if the Vols can get a pretty good shot here to close out this Buddy Sports Country first quarter.
Well, they're going to try to trap, I think.
Get it over to Young. 6 seconds. Mule looked to get it to Coburn, and we turn it over.
Well, Coburn got to step and meet that pass.
That'll end the first with the Volunteers with a five-point lead, 12-7 here. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9 as we get ready to move into the Matthews Meat Market second quarter when we come back. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Jeremy Character, Heath Stroud, and Coach Chris Hare, and we're all here at Central High School of Clay County.
Flu season has arrived. This is Jana Wheeler, and at the drugstore, we want to help you take steps to hopefully keep the flu out of your home. We are offering grab-and-go flu defense bags that feature a variety of products to help treat your symptoms. The drugstore also has a large supply of flu and COVID tests, and it's still not too late to get your flu shot. We're located next to the Clay County Hospital and open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 until noon. The drugstore, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Your pet is more than just a pet. They're your family's fearless protector, your fetching athlete, your crumbs on the floor detector, the warm, snuggly heartbeat at your feet. State Farm agent Mike Coleman understands why your pet means so much to you. So State Farm and Trupanion have teamed up to give your furry family members the protection they deserve. Pet medical insurance. Another way State Farm is here to help life go right. The phone number is 256-354-2272. State Farm agent Mike Coleman, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Matthews Meat Market. Now, back to the action.
We come back, a big steal there. Trending Lynn poked it out, and Volunteers get back going with Hall in the game. Hall drives, has it stolen away. Drives, tried to kick out there, and they closed in there on him, and nowhere to go with the basketball. There's another charge. That's going to be on Torrey Smith. Came in a little out of control. Caden Glenn takes that one, and that's a big charge there.
And, you know, the good news is Drew Mears, their starting point guard, still over there with two, and that's two on Smith now.
It's a deep bench, Coach, but fouls, I mean, they're being, it could be an issue here for the Lions throughout the night if they continue on this. Looks well, like he's dead. He's planning to. Here comes me, and I say that Mears is about to come into the game, probably because Smith had two. He might not have. How's that not a foul?
Right now we're in a scoring drought. You know, we only had three field goals that first quarter.
Still clinging to a 5-point lead, 12-7.
J.D. Hall had all three of those. We need somebody to step up and make shots here.
Volunteers looking patient, though.
We are against this zone. This is exactly what we ought to do.
Over to Glenn.
Make them have to play defense.
And if they don't come out there on us, we'll just run the clock.
Yeah, there's no shot clock. We're running our flex offense. We got underneath cuts. We got a down cut. And now here comes Caden Glenn going to the goal, but he kicks it back.
Hall's three-point shot, no good, but the rebound goes to Taylor Boyd, and he's hailed. That may be his third, Coach, if that's on number zero. That's actually on number two. Elijah Thompson, but how many is that on him?
That's two. They've got four players with two fouls each. They've got 10 players. They've used them all so far. So they can go 10 deep.
Balls need to get back on. Out to Hall. Hall drives all with a basket and misses a layup.
Oh.
And now he's going. And now we're going to foul, which is kind of two wrongs don't make a right, Coach. J.D. Hall is going to get called for his second.
Well, J.D. missed a beautiful layup and then fouls after it. Not a good sequence right there.
kind of lulled him to sleep and drove all the way to the basket.
Tristan Glenn and with another steal.
Trendon Glenn.
Or Trendon.
And Trendon missed the lay-in. And he's going to get, and the same exact thing's going to happen. We missed two layups, and now Trendon's going to get called for the foul, which will be his second.
Well, all I can say is we're blowing a golden opportunity right here. Golden opportunity.
Lines with the basketball. Mears will bring it up as Mears is back in the game playing with two fouls. Keep that in mind. Mears kicks it out to Thompson. Thompson back to Mears. Mears guarded by Hall. Hall's got two fouls.
JD's
got
to be careful.
There's a shot kind of forced up by Elijah Witt. Ezekiel Witt. And the rebound goes to Hall. Hall wings it, swings it around there to Braxton Young. Back over to Hall. Coburn with the basketball. Coburn over to Coburn. And there's going to be a technical on the bench for the Lions.
Somebody said the magic word.
Well, he's been riding him, Coach, since about four possessions ago. And sometimes when you ride one that long for a call four possessions ago, you know, you can only put up with it so long.
Caden Glenn is going to shoot the technical.
He made the first. Which is a big point for the Volunteers, as they've been in a big drought. He made them both.
First points of this quarter.
And the balls are doubling up. Briarwood 14-7.
And now the good thing is after that technical, we get the ball back as well.
And we get it in the hall. 5 minutes to go here in the Matthews Meat Market second quarter.
Right now we're nearing the halfway point of the second quarter. And Briarwood sitting here with 7 points.
Over to Caden Glenn. We got to get out of the lane, and we do. They're calling that tonight, so we got to stay moving down there. Patient. We're being very patient with the basketball in this lead. There's Taylor Boyd, drives and a good jump shot. Coach, I wanted to say a Blair Family Farm and Market fan update. The mob over there, kind of right behind the bench, pretty good sized mob tonight, and a good crowd here for the ball.
Yeah, good student crowd.
And there's a turnover by the Lions. Getting a little home court advantage here tonight. Drugstore substitution.
Zion Newell checking in for JD. I think Coach Giddens worried about JD picking up that third foul.
Probably give him a couple minutes here if he can.
I believe I'd keep him out the rest of this half.
Just depends on what goes on here, Coach.
Well, to some extent.
We've been really, you know, when he was out earlier, it was just a really, no, we didn't score at all. But if we can score a couple baskets here and just run our offense well, which I think we're doing right now, Coburn goes in and forces a shot, and it's no good. And there's Mears. Taylor Boyd hustles back. Knocks it out. I tell you, you can just tell we've turned it up tonight.
Yeah, we're playing with some effort and some intensity. And I think playing at home has got a lot to do with that.
A big game for us and a huge game in the region here. Mears gets an open three-point look. It's no good, and it goes over the backboard.
Mears struggling tonight.
Has he scored yet, Coach?
But I have no sympathy for him. No, he hasn't scored.
Well, we've watched total opposite every other time I ever remember calling him. So, and I expect him to get on track at some point, so we better enjoy it while we can. That's my take. Well, we've got the basketball here, 3:14 to go in the first half. Vols lead 16-7. Not a very high-scoring game, but some effort being put forth here by our Volunteers. Coburn with the basketball, back over Braxton Young.
And right now, we're just running our base offense. And the clock's running. That's the good thing.
And we've got our key player on the bench getting a rest with two fouls. They got to call that foul.
Surely that's on.
It's on number two, Elijah Thompson.
That's his third foul.
They was bouncing him around like a ping pong ball there for a minute, Coach.
This quarter, Briarwood has shot.
Two shots
from the field.
Well, Coach, there's two quarters left. If we can keep them down to four shots to close this thing out, we'll probably
win. We've got a good chance if we can do that.
Yeah.
Well, we're taking away possessions by running the clock here.
Zion Ewell with a good reverse layup, and it does not go. We've got to make some of those go.
Oh, that's three layups we've missed.
There's Mears with the basketball. Mears, runner, no good. And Mears knocked it out of bounds. I think you're starting to see Mears' frustration a little bit coming through, too.
Yeah, and he's pressing. You know, he's
trying to find any way to score. Coach, I watched them play Sylacauga the other night in a game that went to overtime, and they lost. Sylacauga won. But Mears had 14 of the first 24 there in the first half in that game. So that's what we're accustomed to seeing from Mears. But the Vols defense is a lot to do with that tonight, and
yeah.
We just turned it over.
We just turned it over out here. And, you know, it just I'm just hoping this period of time, while they're not scoring, doesn't come back to haunt us because we weren't scoring.
Mears drives to the basket and lays it up and in. Is that his first points on the
That's
night?
That's his first basket, first points.
16-9, lead down to 7. Coburn with an open three-point look, and he drains it. The Toyota Sylacauga three-pointer, 19-9. The ball's up by double digits. The key is we got to keep that intensity up. They'll come up and drain the three of their own. That's number 5, Charlie Caldwell. 19-12, 1 minute to go here in the first half already. Over to Newell. Newell out to Caden Glenn. Looks like Hall, Coach, is going to get that whole first half, those last 4 minutes you was talking about with those two fouls.
I think that's a good move.
And right now we've matched them, I think, with him out, if I'm not badly mistaken. Maybe we're up two with him out. Maybe plus two. Balls with a basketball. And that's going to be an illegal screen by Youngs. He was a moving screen. Really unnecessary there with 24 seconds to go.
Well, it's going to give them the opportunity to cut this lead.
It's going to be a block on Taylor Boyd. The only thing I thought they might get Caldwell because he was leading with a arm bar there, but they didn't.
Taylor picking up his second.
There's a steal. Coburn all the way up to Young. Young had stepped on the line.
Some of our fans down there thought it should have been a timeout.
There's a whole bunch of people over there. They felt pretty confident he was in bounds. We even had some sheriff's deputies over there agreeing, Coach. And Mears is going to get an open three to end the first half. Not a good sign there. Zion Newell's going to throw a three-quarter court. Pretty close, but that's where we'll end. The Vols 10-point lead cut down to 4 here, 19-15 as we end the first half. We'll total up some stats, and we'll come back on our Williams Parts and Supply halftime show with the Vols leading Briarwood Christian in boys' action, 19-15 here at the half. Stick around. You're listening on Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
If you can dream it, Southern Cabinet Company can build it. For more than 40 years, this family-owned team has been crafting beautiful kitchens and baths with quality cabinets, hardware, and countertops, serving new construction, remodels, and multifamily projects across the region. Southern Cabinet Company, the official kitchen and bath retailer of the Clay Central Sports Network and a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9. Available on Instagram or by phone at 256-354-2555.
Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group in Clay County is licensed in both Alabama and Georgia. Spencer specializes in helping landowners across East Central Alabama with rural homesteads, farms, or recreational land. Spencer is also part of the Poultry South team, dedicated to getting the best value for every property. Spencer is available by phone at 256-283-3198 or online at selandgroup.com. Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Sassy's convenience store in Lineville is more than just a gas station. Now, obviously, they feature top-tier fuel, but each morning starts off with freshly brewed coffee and hot buttery biscuits. Got the munchies? Sassy's has you covered. They are stocked wall-to-wall with your favorite salty snacks, sweet treats, and ice-cold drinks. Need a quick lunch on the go? Well, Sassy has you covered there as well. They're open early to late, making it easy to grab what you need right when you need it. Sassy's convenience store is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Is the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Heath Stroud on the stream, the bone. Also, Jeremy Character. I don't know his nickname yet, but he's got some. I know some, but I'm not going to use them right now. We'll figure out which one we're going to use. But, Claren, Coach Weems, you look back at the first half there for the Volunteer boys. They lead 19-15. And I think either one of us, if you ask us, would we take but to be leading at the half, we would. But you look back, that last couple-minute sequence was really cut that lead down. But the Vols do lead by 4, 19-15.
Yeah, it's been an unusual basketball game. We're actually trying to, we like to play at a quicker pace, quicker tempo, but tonight we've actually tried to slow it down, and it's working to a certain degree because we've got them when they do get the ball, they're kind of in a helter skelter mode because they know that we're going to play slower on the other end, and I think it's affecting the way that Briarwood is playing. Right now, they have 13 turnovers, which is uncharacteristic of them. We only have 5 turnovers in this game. But if you look at the other stat, the rebounding, they've out-rebounded us. They've doubled out 16-8 on rebounds. And that tells you if we were playing a quick tempo, that would probably be out of hand even more. And both teams right now, because of the way Briarwood has sort of panicked offensively, they only have 5 field goals, and we only have 5 field goals as well. We did go to the free throw line. They only went 3 times. We shot 12 free throws in that half, and 10 of those 12 came back in the first quarter. And they've got 4 players with 2 fouls each. And we have some as well, Trendon Glenn and J.D. Hall, Taylor Boyd, all with 3 fouls. But they have some key personnel also with 2 fouls. So right now that's a factor for both teams, and we'll be in this second half. But, we certainly have a chance We had that 9-point lead there at one point, and we had
got up to 10.
We had several possessions where we could have widened that gap before they scored again, and we never were able to do it. And then they worked their way back only trail by 4. But I just hope that second quarter, when we have those opportunities, doesn't come back to haunt us later. And we've got to keep Drew Mears under control. He hurt himself with the foul trouble, missed most of the second quarter with those fouls. So we got to not let him get off on us here in this third quarter. And so far, the game plan is working out very well. And we'll see how it goes here in the third quarter.
Well, Coach, before we break away here and get ready to move into our Highway 9 entire third quarter, what would be your Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustments after the Vols leading by 4 at 19-15?
Well, we need somebody to step up offensively and knock in some shots on the perimeter. Trey Colburn came in and made one, but we need somebody like Taylor Boyd or Caden Glenn or Zion Newell to step up and knock in some three-pointers because we're going to have a hard time attacking them inside in the post area. About the only thing we can get there is when one of our guards beats a man off a dribble and goes to the goal. So I think the key here, we got to have somebody step up, knock in shots, and then we've still got to control the pace of this game and not let it get to the level that they want to play.
Well, Coach, let's take a pause, and when we come back, we'll be rolling into the third quarter on some Highway 9 tires right
Absolutely.
Here on the Southern Union State Community College. State Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
At Poultry South, we don't just sell farms, we work for the farmer. From the first phone call to the closing table, we're here to make sure you're treated fair and guided right. With over 20 team members across 10 southeastern states, our team was built right here at home, and we've never forgotten who we're working for. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group. The website is PoultrySouth.com. Poultry South is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. In this area, we know what matters. Family, community, and a great Sunday dinner. That's why your local Piggly Wiggly stores in Ashland and Lineville are proud to be your go-to for quality and value. From our premium meat market to fresh produce, Piggly Wiggly has everything you need to keep your kitchen stocked and your family happy. Need a quick meal? Piggly Wiggly features hot deli favorites and a wide range of snacks and desserts. Plus, both stores are now proudly accepting EBT to better serve you. Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville is proud to support our student-athletes on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Far & Associates Injury Attorneys assist clients in auto and motorcycle accidents, 18-wheeler collisions, boating accidents, wrongful death, medical malpractice, premises liability, and workplace injuries, and is known for compassionate, informed representation. Attorneys handle each case personally, not through case managers. Info is available at tpharlaw.com, tpharlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Far & Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Highway 9 Tire. Now, back to the action.
This is Rusty Sutter, Coach Jerry Weems, Jeremy Character, Heath Stroud on the stream, the bone, and also Coach Chris Herron as the Vols lead 19-15, low-scoring affair, but exactly where the Vols want it to be. Let's see if they can do more of the same. I'm sure the coaching staff there, the Lions coach, what do you think? I just want to get your take. If you're the Lions coach with their firepower, what would your adjustments be for them to kind of pick up the pace here against the Volunteers in the second half?
Well, normally you would want to trap and try to speed us up, but I'm not sure they can do that with their foul situation. I think they kind of settled back in the zone, and I think that's more or less what they're going to have to do for a few minutes. We've got to see how these guys in the striped shirts are going to call this half. They were very tight to begin the game, and a lot of times you'll see them start second half, be a little bit more loose. So It all depends on how they're going to call the game, how Briarwood's going
to
play.
Well, the Vols will start with a basketball here and the lead, 19-15. Caden Glenn's got it on the left wing over to Braxton Young. Young looks for Hall. Dribbles down back over to Glenn on the left wing again. Back to Hall. Looking to get the ball to Hall. Hall's going to take it right to the free throw line and shoot the jumper. No good. Rebound there to Briarwood, but it's almost stolen away by Caden Glenn, but it's tipped out of bounds. Just couldn't grasp it.
Yeah, well, we squandered that possession. We had a good shot there from JD right there below the foul line.
Lines with the basketball, and there's Mears. Mears, Coach, I think the key is Mears scored five there to close out the half. We don't need him to get going. And there he is, and we're going to foul him. That's just not a very smart foul there by Glenn with two. And now, but that'll send Mears to the line shooting two.
And that's going to be Trendon Glenn's third foul. Didn't take long.
He made the first.
I suppose if you foul Mears, you might as well just go ahead and give him 2 points.
Let's see if it worked, Coach. It did. He missed it. That was your plan, wasn't
that
it?
That was a plan.
And he only made one of them. 19-16. Boy, we don't exactly believe in all that, but sometimes it just seems to really work.
It works more often than not.
Down to Trending Glenn on the block. Glenn's hook shot is
bad.
He had a good position, but he didn't follow through with that shot. Just kind of flung it up like he was expecting a better defensive, better defense from the Lions. Mears. There's a three-point shot that's going to hit up. No good. That was by number 22, Kanaya. 19-16, Balls clinging to a three-point lead. Need to get some points on the board here.
Well, again, we've got to find somebody that's not afraid to attack offensively.
Hall back out to Young, and Young had to just lost control, didn't catch the pass. But he gets a steal on the other end on the loose ball there, knocked loose by Taylor Boyd. Caden Glenn, good move to the basket. Good look to Trendon Glenn. Glenn's shot won't go.
We just can't get one to go.
That one's about a 7-footer, Coach, and it just would not go. 3-point shot, no good, but it's going to go out of bounds.
Neither team shooting the ball very well tonight. Now that's why the score is 19-16.
Hall with the ball. And the lead, 19-16, Balls lead here in the third. Things have moved along fast here. Good move by Hall, up and good. Good spin move by Hall.
Yeah, he was a whirling dervish on that one.
Back up by five of the Volunteers. Mears. And Mears has it taken away. And they're going to call a jump ball. What was that move? Jump by there is in favor of the Lions.
Well, that's good. That gets us back with the next possession.
There's Mears with the basketball. Mears drives. Unbelievable move.
What a move.
I don't know how you defend that, Coach. Hall drives it down too far. That's rejected. And now we're going to take it away from Mears. And Hall on the breakaway.
He was fouled.
He fouled, and he did not get it to go. Good job taking the contact, just unable to finish.
I'm not sure who he called that foul on.
Yeah, 22. Hall makes the first. First State Bank free throw. Those are biggies in this game for sure with the scoring so low at 22-18. Balls lead, 5:12 to go here in the Highway 9 tire third quarter. And he misses a second, but Trendon Glenn with a rebound. Caden Glenn with the basketball over to Hall. Everything's running through Hall tonight for sure.
Yeah.
Back out to Taylor Boyd. Taylor might have got away with a foot slide, but the shot doesn't go anyway. 22-18. And we're going to get a blocking foul call down there on Taylor Boyd underneath the goal. That'll send Samuel Canal to the line shooting two here. 4:38 to go in the third. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
In the process, Taylor Boyd picked up his third foul.
And that first free throw is no good.
Man, this is like pulling chicken teeth tonight. People trying to score.
That's an interesting way to put it, Coach.
Yeah. I mean, it's very hard to pull chicken teeth.
I had never tried, but it sounds like it would be. He made the second. 22-19, Volunteer lead back down to three. With 4:30 to go here in the third. Caden Glenn over to Coburn, back over to Young. Hall drives the basket. A little too strong. Good drive to the basket. They're going to get Braxton Young for the reach in on Mears.
Hall had a good idea, but like you said, he shot it too hard. He didn't give himself a chance to make it.
Torrey Smith with the basketball. Smith's over to Mears. Mears over to Smith on the left wing. He's guarded by Braxton Young. Smith drives all the way to the basket. Couldn't get it to go, but Young's going to quickly pick up two fouls here. I don't know if he already had any. Is that his third, Coach?
That's correct. Now we've got three people with three fouls. And we've got Smith shooting two.
And he missed the first. And they're normally a really, really good free throw shooting team too, Coach.
Well, they're 5 for 7.
Oh, I can't. 5 for 7 so far?
Yeah. With that miss.
I thought I've watched them miss three in the second half. I know I have. Because Canal missed one and Mears.
Yeah, that was the third one he missed.
Yeah.
He makes the second.
He does.
Canal missed one. Mears missed one, remember?
Yes.
And then Smith. 5 for 8.
So better than it looked there. There's going to be a foul by number 2. Elijah Thompson. Right now they're having trouble guarding J.D. Hall man-to-man.
I've got Thompson with 4 fouls.
And he's substituted. And number 5, the drugstore substitution, Charlie Caldwell, comes in for him. Zion Newell gets it out there to J.T. Coburn. Coburn over to Caden Glenn. 3:43 to go here in the third. Ball's lead 22-20 over Briarwood Christian in area play. Down to Coburn. Coburn goes to the basket, and he's fouled by number 12.
Good entry pass there by Zion Newell into Coburn.
That's Isaac Curley called for the foul, and that'll send Coburn to the line shooting two. He made the first.
Vols right now only 1 field goal here in this third quarter. And that's only the 4th point in this quarter.
He made them both, Dick Coburn. The freshman, and the balls are up by 4, 24-20. Canal with an open 3-point look from the right side. He hits front rim, hits it again, but does not fall. Right now they're just not falling for the Lions. And the Vols, a chance to extend their lead here. Leading by four. Newell with the basketball. Top of the key. Over to Coburn. Coburn looks to drive, and he drives it all in the basket and lays it up and in.
Great
26
job.
To 20. Mears with the basketball. Strong move there by Coburn. Right. Good defense there by Zion Newell. Mears will fire up a long three-pointer. It's saved by Mears. And hustling down are the balls.
Come on.
Oh, he got fouled. Golly, got fouled right on the hand. You got to call that now. Three-pointer up. And there we're going to get. There's a technical on number five. So it's going to be back-to-back foul calls. To 26-20, and this could be a big momentum deal here in this basketball game.
And that technical will also count as a personal on him. So that's Caldwell's fourth foul. This is a great opportunity right here for the Vols.
Glenn missed the first. .223 in the third. Balls lead 26-20. Shooting technical free throws. Glenn made the second. Glenn's got a little bit of an odd lineup there on his free throws, but he shoots them well, Coach. So there's a reason Coach Giddens chooses him for his when he has a choice.
Well, we'll get the ball in now. There's no shots on the personal foul because they're not in the bonus yet. So we only get the two technical free throws. But we do get the ball back.
I think we ought to be shooting two. It says five.
I think that's what Josh is saying.
Counting that technical, that was the fifth.
It counts. Does it not?
Well, if it does, that was the fifth foul. And I think Coburn should be at the line if that's the case.
They may want to look at the book.
I know the technical counts as a personal also on that.
They're putting
player.
Coburn at the line. I don't know why there had to be discussion. If it's five fouls, it's five fouls. I mean.
Well, I think the question was, does that technical count? In the team
count
fouls.
I don't know why. I mean, you just say it does and you go on. I don't know why we're doing so much discussion over here. Now they're saying it's not going to count.
No, he's still going to shoot.
That's right.
Everybody's back because we still going to inbound it after the
technical. That's right. That's what the discussion was. Maybe. Which would be right. Cover missed the first.
Oh, we're blowing a good chance right here.
He missed them both.
We gave away 3 points at the foul line.
Got one out of four there, which is. But we get the basketball. Maybe we can. Volunteers for the basketball. I tell you what I think they did, in my opinion. They shot the free throws out of order.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they did.
That's where they messed up. But it really wouldn't have changed anything. There's a drive to the basket, and they're going to get a foul
on Tristan Wilson.
Tristan Wilson. Looked like it might have been a block as Ezekiel Witt went up, but they say he got some arm, and he'll go to the line shooting too. But that's where they, when you look back at it, Coach, that's what's causing, they shot him out of order.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered.
It wouldn't have mattered because we was going to get the ball at the end anyway. I believe they did now. But here we go. 6-point lead, 27-21. I know we missed a golden opportunity on them.
Oh, well, absolutely. I hope we don't look back at that later and say, what if? If we'll just be patient, we're going to get a layup in a minute.
It's going to be a foul number three, Luke Peavy.
That's Peavy's first foul. All right, let's see if Zy can step up there and knock him in. Zy Newell is scoreless here tonight.
He missed. Right now, the free throw line is really hurting the ball. He made the second. 28-21, Vols lead. 1:36 to go in the third. Been a fun one so far, Coach. Good defense there by Zion Ewell, and they're going to throw it away. Zion Ewell on defense is speeding up every time towards Smith and causing him to make bad passes. You know,
Smith threw it was a good pass to Witt. He just put too much on it, and Witt could not handle it.
It looked like one of those college softball pitchers pass there to me, Coach. It was on the line, but it looked like a good wind-up, and there's going to be a foul. That should be. I agree with that. It was on the floor. But he'll go to the line shooting too. Man, we're getting a lot of opportunity here from a free throw line. Maybe. Who was that?
That's three on Smith.
Fouls are adding up here. He makes the first. First State Bank free throw, and the ball's up by 8, 29-21.
J.D. Hall, 5-for-9 from the free throw line.
Hall missed the second. Rebound. Come out with Smith in the line. Under a minute to go here in the Highway 9 tire third quarter. Smith's drive to the basket, no good. And Hall comes out of there with a rebound. Good pass down to Glenn. Glenn doesn't get it high enough off the glass, but it's tipped off of out of bounds by Canal, and the ball's a high possession on their own baseline.
Yeah, Caden had a good play-in right there.
Just got to get that thing higher off the glass. We're bad to do that. See what we do on the inbound play. And they guard it well. So
well, if we're smart, we'll run this clock out right here. 35 seconds. Just keep running it.
30 seconds. Out to Coburn. There's going to be a foul, and that's going to send Coburn to the line shooting two. Who's that foul on?
That's four. Goes on number four.
Ezekiel Witt, the 6'4", 205 senior.
It's going to send Coburn to the line for a couple.
I think he's 2-for-4 from the line.
That's right.
And he made that one. 30-21, ball. He makes this one, and it'll tie the largest lead of the night for the Vols at 10. That I'm pretty confident.
L.J. Billingsley checks in for Hall right here.
Get him a little break here with about 24 seconds to go in the half.
J.D.'s made it through the third quarter with still those two fouls.
And he made them both, and we're up by 10, 31-21. Mears finds open. That shot short. Fight for the rebound, and we're going to foul Torrey Smith. I think that's going to be on Caden Glenn, but let's see who he calls it on.
I think it may be Colburn.
And they do call it on Colburn. A lot of traffic in
the lane. A lot of fouls here in this third quarter on both teams.
Looks like Coach Ginn's going to elect to put.
Well, offense. He's putting him back in for this offensive possession.
And that free throw very short, just barely caught the front of the rim. Ball still up by 10, 31-21. Hall's going to come in, try to get a final shot to close out. If that's your plan anyway, we got to get this rebound if he misses this shot. 16.6 to go in the third. He made the first, made the second in the Hall. Hall guarded by Mears. 11 seconds. Looks like we're just going to isolate Hall. Right now we're not going to get a shot. How many times, Coach, have we seen that this season? I mean, we don't get a shot. We're trying to get the last shot. He gets off a full court, a three-quarter court heave. It's no good, but the Vols will take a nine-point lead into the First Capital Insurance fourth quarter as they lead 31-22 over the Briarwood Christian Lions here at Central High School of Clay County, and you're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
In this area, we know what matters. Family, community, and a great Sunday dinner. That's why your local Piggly Wiggly stores in Ashland and Lineville are proud to be your go-to for quality and value. From our premium meat market to fresh produce, Piggly Wiggly has everything you need to keep your kitchen stocked and your family happy. Need a quick meal? Piggly Wiggly features hot deli favorites and a wide range of snacks and desserts. Plus, both stores are now proudly accepting EBT to better serve you. Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville is proud to support our student-athletes on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by First Capital Insurance. Now, back to the action.
Coach, real quick, look at some stats there from that. How went our entire third quarter?
All right, after the third quarter here, we have they have nine rebounds. We have five. Is that correct? And turnovers, two versus six for Briarwood. And in that third quarter, Briarwood one field goal. Of course, we just had two. Free throws. We've shot 24. They've shot 11.
Hall with a drive. Hall laid it up and in. And the Vols have their biggest lead of the night. It's 11, 33-22, 7:47 to go. Mears with a basketball. Over to Smith. Smith. And they throw it away. Same thing, Coach. We can speed Smith up. He seems to get a little hot with the pass.
Yeah, he's playing like a freshman right now.
Balls. Guarded by Mears. Here is Halls. He brings it up the floor. Man to man. What the Lions are deciding to play. Balls trying to be patient. They go for the steal there. Hall almost threw it away. Good save there by Glenn. Down to Taylor Boyd. Boyd, good move, but shot just way too strong. My goodness.
Oh, he was.
He was four foot.
Like a shot put.
Mears fires up a three and drains it. And that was a defended hand in the face three. That's what he can do, Coach. He has the ability to shoot them back into it. Lead down to eight.
And he can do it on just two or three possessions, too.
33-25, Vols lead, 6:48 to go here. And they're going to call
offensive foul on Hall. Trying to do a little too much on that possession. He needs to involve the other people, I think, some right now. Their defensive focus is on number 11, so he needs to look elsewhere.
Mears loses the ball. It's still loose. They're going to come out with a loose ball. Right now, everybody's turning up the intensity, Coach.
Well, it's time. The game's on the line.
I feel like the Volunteers have played that way throughout. And there is a good move by Braxton Young behind the back dribble after the steal. Over to Caden Glenn. Taylor Boyd.
We don't need to get lazy with our passes.
Hall shot will not go. Fight for the rebound. They're going to get a jump ball. And a possession there is in favor of the Lions. 33-25, 8-point lead for the Volunteers. The clock is rolling at 5:55 to go in the game. Mears looking to drive against. Oh my goodness!
Let's see.
They're gonna call the fouls. All they can do on J.D. Hall. That's his fourth.
Look to me like
Mears, a travel. He
just fell down. Nonetheless, they have it back.
And keep in mind, Hall's got four fouls. And Mears makes the three. Things are changing quickly. That was not a good call, in my opinion, at all, Coach. I'm just sorry.
Well, we've got to play on through that.
Ball
now.
Still with a 5-point lead.
Still a lot of time left, over 5 minutes right now. A lot of things can happen.
That's what's worried me, Coach.
Yeah. With that much time, yeah. That's what
matters. Taylor Boyd drives to the basket. Taylor short on that shot. Just can't find the touch down there. And there's Canal, and he'll.
Well, they're making their run right here, and the question is going to be how are we going to respond?
As we call a timeout, they cut it down. We had an 11-point lead. It quickly has dwindled down to three. With 5 minutes to go, the Vols lead 33-30. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys assist clients in auto and motorcycle accidents, 18-wheeler collisions, boating accidents, wrongful death, medical malpractice, premises liability, and workplace injuries, and is known for compassionate, informed representation. Attorneys handle each case personally, not through case managers. Info is available at tpharlaw.com, tpharlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
We welcome you back. It's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Jeremy Character on stats, Heath Bones, Stroud on the stream, and Coach Chris Heron on support staff, we'll say. And the Vols clinging to a 3-point lead here, 4:54 to go in the game over Briarwood Christian. This is a big area game, would be a huge win in the area play for the Volunteers, obviously, and the whole area as the area as a whole, actually. So, Caden Glenn with an open 3-point look, shot up, no good, does not go. Pretty good look, Coach. It just did not go. Mears comes out firing and drains it, and we're tied.
He's made 3 3-pointers right here in the fourth quarter. He's stepped up at the right time.
4:21 to go.
Now we've got to respond in a positive way here.
There's a good pass, good entry pass down the hall, back out to Young, over to Glenn. We're being pretty patient. We're sticking to our guns here, Coach. We just got to get some shots to fall. 3:59 to go, and we're tied at 33. The Vols have led. Vols have not trailed in this basketball
game.
They
haven't. And this is the only tie I can remember.
Out to Hall. Hall with the basketball. We need some folks to make some shots here. Going to have to make a few shots because I feel like they're going to make some.
Colburn checked in, by the way. He'll help some offensively, I think.
Taylor Boyd forced up a bad shot there. There's a shot does not go there by Charlie Caldwell, about 4 foot. Up to Trending Glenn. Glenn doesn't handle the pass, and he almost throws it away, but he goes off of number five, Charlie Caldwell. That was a good pass if Trending could have handled it. Still tied at 33 with 3:22 to go.
They've outscored us 11-2 here in this fourth quarter.
Out to Billingsley. Billingsley down to Colburn. Colburn long jumper. And I guess that was a flop, and I really think it was. There's a good kick out to Canal. He's got an open three. It's no good. Rebound to Taylor Boyd. We got pretty good numbers if we want to keep going, but we decide better, and I think that's a good move. Still tied at 33 with 2:53 to go.
Tell him to move.
Coach, I don't think now's the time, Coach, as he's talking to the official. Now we turn it over. Mears with the basketball, and Mears just drives straight to the basket and lays it up and in, and they have their first lead of the night, 35-33, 2:29 to go. As they take this break, we'll take it with them right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Around here, storms come and go, and it takes a quality roof to stand the test of time. A&E Metal Roofing has served East Alabama and West Georgia for more than 20 years, providing homes, backyard sheds, and everything in between with metal roofing, siding, and much more. A&E also offers pole barn kits. Locations include Kellyton, Wedowee, and Smith Station. More information is available at aemetalroofing.com. A&E Metal Roofing, quality you can trust, service you can count on.
Integrity Cabinets was started in 2004 to manufacture custom cabinets with the promise to always conduct business with integrity. The owners have more than 75 years of combined experience in every facet of the cabinet industry. Their focus is on the customer to give them what they need and what they want. If you're looking to start your career or change the direction of your career, the Integrity team wants to talk to you. The website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
Welcome you back, Vols. Trailing for the first time tonight, 35-33, 2:24 to go. Hall kicks it out there, drives all with the basket, kicks it out to Glenn. Back down to Trending Glenn. Trending Glenn with a good hook shot. Let's see, followed through with that one, Coach, and we're tied back up at 35. Good shot by Glenn.
His first field goal of this game came at a good time.
Mears drives all the way to the basket, and that's just a good shot, good drive by him. Tough shot.
Mears has 13 points here in this fourth quarter alone.
Mears getting a little handsy. He feels a little better about this foul situation, so he's able to take some chances.
Yeah, he still only has two fouls.
See, I think that's hurting his defensively because JD's got four. And he's the one we need guarding Mears. And
that's back court.
There it is. A good call there.
Good.
He's got to be in front. That's clear.
Ain't no need to argue.
He better be careful. He'll be gone because he's already had a technical. He can't be up. That was clearly back court.
Oh, there's no question. Canal made a great steal.
He wasn't established in front court. Yeah. It don't matter if you're in the air.
He made a steal and was laying on his back, threw the ball to the guy in the backcourt.
Zion Yule with the basketball.
We just need to be patient and get a good shot right here.
136, and we trail by two. Over to Glenn on the left wing. So many of these times, Coach, we hadn't even got a shot off. We can't afford that, for sure. Hall over to Taylor Boyd in the corner. Boyd over to Glenn.
Who wants to take the shot? That's
down
the
to 110.
Who is it going to be?
There's Hall with a drive to the basket, and what do we get?
Timeout. We got a timeout.
After Hall had a they had already called it. He had a clear lane to the basket, did Hall, but Coach Giddens didn't know it.
But you saw it. But he did get the shot off and missed.
Yeah, but it was blown. But you don't know if the whistle interfered with that. So
I don't know that we've got anybody on the floor that wants to take the shot right now other than JD.
That's what it looks like, Coach, as we stick right here. We've got a good one. Ball's trailed by two with 54 seconds to go.
But the big thing here, we're in the final minute of this fourth quarter, and we've scored two field goals in this quarter. We picked a bad time to go on a scoring drought.
And we come in leading by 11 into the fourth?
We came in leading 31-22. We were 9 ahead.
Well, let's not go back and talk about those technical fouls earlier where we went to the line and shot 1-for-4 and then had the ball and didn't score. So
yeah, that was late in the third quarter, and, we could have really upped our lead at that point. We've shot 24 free throws in this game.
We could have just shot 75%. We'd be up by one right here.
We're 15-for-24.
Or tied, I guess you should say. But we're right here in it, and possession difference.
I mean, it doesn't matter what has happened. The fact is, it's just a two-point game. It's what you do in these last 54.8.
Trendon Glenn inbounding the ball. He gets it out to Glenn. Over to Taylor Boyd. Down the hall. Hall guarded by Mears.
What about a three-pointer right here?
I kind of like it, Coach, honestly. We don't need to take the final shot here, I don't think.
Here it comes.
Caden Glenn off the mark, but Trendon Glenn with a putback. It rolls around his hand, and we're tied at 37. And we're going to get a timeout, a full timeout by Briarwood here. We're knotted at 37 with 24 seconds to go. We got a good one. You'll want to stick around. We're going to take a quick break so I can catch my breath right here on the Southern Union State Community College Play Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Tired of the same old fast food routine? Looking for a place where the food is homemade and the folks are friendly? Honey's Cafe is serving up comfort food classics just like Grandma used to make. Daily lunch specials include meats like meatloaf, salmon, and chicken fingers with savory sides like mac and cheese, fried okra, and green beans. Also, the menu is full of a variety of salads, sandwiches, and burgers. Located 30 Park South Boulevard in Lineville, Honey's Cafe is excited to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
The Clay Central Sports Network is brought to you by First Capital Insurance.
We value the relationships we have built over the past 30 years, and we cannot wait to begin new ones in 2026. First Capital Insurance would like to welcome you to our family this year. Whether you are looking for protection for your home, auto, farm business, or the peace of mind that comes with a life policy, First Capital Insurance will be there when you need us. We would love the opportunity to take care of your insurance needs in 2026. Our phone number is 256-396-2131, and we are located at 575 East College Street in Lineville.
The freshest farm-raised meats, stone ground meal and grits, farm-to-table jams, jellies, salsa, and more. Blair Family Farm and Market, the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We come back, we're tied with 23 seconds, and Mears walks it up the floor patiently as he crosses half court at 15 seconds to go here. Looks like, and he's guarded by Zion Newell. They set a screen for him. He looks to dribble left. Looks at him. He's stepped away. Taylor Boyd. 3 seconds. Taylor fires up a three.
Hey!
That's it. And the Vols win. Taylor Boyd hits the Toyota Silicaga three-pointer. What a shot. What an ending. It is the Vols win. 40-37 as the buzzer expires. What a win for the Volunteers. Coach, don't just write on your book. We got to talk about it a little bit before we take a break. What a steal. First, Taylor Boyd steps in front of the pass, takes it all the way down, pulls up with about 2 seconds, and drains the three, and the Volunteers pick up a big 40-37 victory, a big area win, which could really have big implications moving forward, Coach. And right now, it would be tied for the 2 seed. It could be a coin flip for the 2 seed now.
And you know, the whole time watching Taylor up the floor, he knew how much time was on that clock.
He did it.
He knew what he had to do.
He was calm. Coach, you let out a yell just when we stole the pass. But well, we had numbers. We was a 3-on-1, but Taylor realized he didn't have time to go probably all the way to the basket.
Well, when he stole the ball, I knew the worst thing that can happen then was overtime.
What a finish. What a finish. We're going to take a break, Coach, and we're going to move into the Alta Point Health postgame show as the Vols pick up a big, big victory here, 40-37 over the Briarwood Christian Lions. This could be big moving forward. We'll talk about that when we come back. We might even get Coach Josh Giddens in here, but we're going to let him enjoy this big win. Well-coached game, well-played game by our Vols. Stick with us. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Is your car trying to tell you something? That constant rumble, that pull to the side. It's time for a checkup at Highway 9 Tire in Lineville. They're more than just a tire store. Highway 9 Tire offers a full range of services to keep you safe and moving throughout the upcoming holiday season. Whether you need a new set of tires, tire repair, oil changes, wheel alignments, or general mechanic work, they do it all, big and small. Locally owned and operated just north of the Highway 9 and 48 intersection, Highway 9 Tire, proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
This is John Holder with High School Football Alabama. Before my family decides to crank up the grill, we make the trip to Matthews Meat Market. The location on Highway 78 near Oxford works for us, but the Lineville location on Highway 49 also has all of the same great quality meats. Whether you're looking for thick ribeyes or ground beef, Matthews is your go-to place. They also have Gulf shrimp, Boston butts and brisket, and even frozen vegetables. Matthews Meat Market, proud to sponsor local sports coverage on the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is the Alta Point Health post-game show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9 as the Volunteers pick up a huge victory, 40-37. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems. We got Chris Heron, Jeremy Character, and Heath Bone Stroud. But right now we got a special couple of guests with us. But who's the most special guest here? We got Coach Josh Giddens, and you got a little help there with you. I got you. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
You're good. Go ahead, Coach.
Yeah, this is a special guest here. My grandson, Baron. I always have him. Good to have him here in the gym making memories. I know I remember when I was a little kid in the gym with my daddy, and Coach, you the same way with your kids and grandkids. It's always good to have them in the house.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, let's look back at that game and talk a little bit about your plan coming into the game. And it seemed, especially for the first three quarters, to really work just like you probably had planned it out.
Well, you know, I preached for 2 days at practice that we can't get in an up-and-down game with Briarwood. We got to slow it down. So we, you know, you notice we didn't press them any. Our defense, because they shoot so well, you know, we stayed. I told them we're going to pick them up at the imaginary NBA three-point line. And, you know, they executed the plan great. And on offense, you know, I told them unless we just broke wide open, you know, if we didn't have the ball, they can't score. And, you know, I thought we executed that to perfection also.
Well, and you really, it was very obvious watching this. You did all that. It was what you were well coached, had a good plan. But the players seemed to follow that and played with the most intensity we've witnessed this season from start to finish.
Well, you know, sometimes you just got to believe you can win. And it's amazing. Get a little confidence. You know, we're leading at halftime. And, you know, when we go in there and we're talking to my guys, I could tell, talking to them, I mean, they were looking at me differently. They believed, you know, that they could win. And these guys, they deserve, you know, a win like that.
And you know, Josh, what happened out here, we kept running our flex cuts and slowing the pace of the game down. And it really made them speed up because they knew they were going to have to defend a long time. They actually turned the ball over 19 times compared to our 10 because of their frenetic pace that we made them play with a slow game there. And I thought also I was kind of concerned about the technical foul and the four-shot situation, how that was going to affect the outcome. When we didn't make those free throws.
That's right. And, you know, Caden made some big free throws. JT couldn't knock his down. But, you know, again, what's special about tonight, even when they tied it up, my guys, when we got in the huddle, you know, they never panicked. And you could tell that when we come out of timeouts. You know, we kept running our plays, played great defense. You know, and if they can't run play at their pace, you know, we'll have a chance. And, you know, that's what happened tonight.
Well, Coach, we want you to enjoy this, and I know you don't want to be thinking about this necessarily right now, but I know you got it in your mind. That win changes the possibility here in an area of play in a big, big way because, I mean, you still now have a legitimate shot to win it and host it because of the records. If you could pick up a big win against Silicaga, because everybody would have two losses.
Everybody would have two losses, and, you know, it sets you up for games that you love to play in and love to coach in. And, you know, I don't doubt for one second, you know, the game plan that we'll have in a couple of weeks when we play Silicaga, these guys will execute it and, you know, give it their all. And, you know, there's definitely things this team struggles with, but effort, energy, and their character is not one of them. And, you know, give me a team like that, and I'll go to war with them.
And I'll say one other thing, Drew Mears, you got to hand it to him. Had 5 points at halftime, came out here in the fourth quarter tonight, hit those three threes, and just kind of wheeled them back into the game. And, you know, and luckily, that situation at the end there worked out for us.
He's a really good player, you know. And you know, at some point, you just hold your breath that he's going to get going. And he can shoot it. You know, if we happen to play them again, y'all watch him in warm-ups. The guy, he don't hardly ever miss if nobody's guarding him. So, I mean, you better pick him up, you know.
In which we did. He made shots with hands in his face, as tough shots tonight.
Well,
but we made him make tough shots, and that was a big difference.
That's right.
But, Coach, we'll let you go ahead and finish celebrating. Congratulations on the victory, and we look forward to calling some games down the road. And, buddy, that Silicaga will be a big one in a couple weeks here.
Go Vols.
Go Vols. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come out and close this thing out right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Whether it's a new build, a teardown, or just clearing out some good old clutter, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority helps keep things tidy around Clay County. AGL's roll-off containers are available for a variety of cleanup needs. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority also owns and operates a C&D landfill located at 1177 Landfill Road in Ashland. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here. This is Rusty Taylor and Coach Jerry Weems. Also, Heath Stroud on the stream, Jeremy Character, and also Coach Herron's around here. Just had Coach Josh Giddens in here with us. But, Coach, let's look back at some stats for a big victory for the Volunteers over Briarwood, 40-37.
Well, one big stat, and we mentioned this with Coach Giddens, Briarwood turned the ball over 19 times tonight. And we only had 10, and that's kind of a switch. Usually in these big games, that stat goes against us. And then rebounding, they out-rebounded us by 10, 25-15. They had 12 field goals. We had 11, but the difference was we were able to hit 15 free throws, and they only made 7, so we outscored them by 8. At the free throw line, and each team had one player in double figures. J.D. Hall led the Volunteers with 16, and Colburn, by the way, came in and chipped in 9. I thought he did some good things offensively for the Vols. And then Drew Mears, we mentioned that we held him to 5 points. Of course, he was saddled with foul trouble, missed a lot of the second quarter, but ended up with 21 points, and he was their only double figure scorer. And then Canal, their 6'1 guy there, he had 8 points. So statistically, I think the free throw differential, we shot 24, they shot 11, and of course some of that was their own doings with 2 technical fouls. But the Volunteers, as we mentioned several times tonight, I thought played with the greatest amount of effort and intensity that we've seen all season, and it paid off for them with a great home court win.
Well, Coach, we got a couple things we need to do here, which we do after a win, and I think one of them, I don't have to ask you what it is, the Piggly Wiggly play of the game.
What would you think?
It's a continuation play, though. First, they're looking to get the ball down on the baseline or down around the block to a player, I think, Canal, and Taylor Boyd steps in front of the pass, picks it off with around 6 or 7 seconds left, drives up the floor, pulls up from the right wing and drains the 3, nothing but net. Confidence by Taylor Boyd, it wasn't erratic, it wasn't like panic mode, and Coach, I thought they might have went a little early, and I shared that. They had the momentum going there. We did not. I didn't feel like need that game to go. Now, we'd have kept fighting, but I think it would have been tough if we'd have took it to overtime. I think that was a huge, huge shot and a big play by that young man.
Yeah, and I think another big play was the basket just prior to that when Trendon Glenn
offensive rebound
had that rebound and put back to tie the game, and that's what set up all that other sequence. So that was a big play as well.
Absolutely. When you look back at without that, that's no good. So you're right. Well, Coach, we hadn't talked about this, but our AGL Solid Waste Authority, Disposal Authority, Player of the Game. I'm gonna let you pick it. We don't keep secrets here. It could be a lot, but I know it's going to be tough not to give it to one young man.
Well, the only one I see we can give it to is J.D. Hall, because he kept us in the game all night offensively.
I agree, and finished with 4 fouls, played smart, set out the last 4 minutes of the first half with 2 fouls, ended up getting 2 fouls kind of early in the third, and finished playing with 4 fouls, played smart. And the offense revolved around J.D. Hall, as it usually does, but even more so tonight.
Yeah, he sparked us early in that first quarter. He had 11 points just of his 16 in the fourth quarter. So, the first quarter. So he got us off. He kind of kept us in there, And the offense sort of revolved around JD tonight. So he is the player of the game.
Well, we appreciate you listening, and we appreciate Heath Bone, Heath Stroud up on the screen, Jeremy Carrick on the stats, support by Coach Chris Herron, Coach Weems on the color, and for me, Rusty Taylor, until next time, God bless and go Vols.